And I think when we empower children to read, they can explore and enter myriad worlds and go on a journey with that character.
That's Alyssa Satin Capucilli, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Biscuit Rides the Ferry is part of the My First I Can Read series by Alyssa Satin Capucilli. Ahead, we'll learn more about this latest book in the Biscuit series, which has sold over 54 million copies worldwide. Alyssa Satin Capucilli is the award-winning and New York Times best-selling author of more than 150 books for children. In addition to the Biscuit series, Alyssa is the author of the Katie Duck series and the nonfiction My First Experiences series and many more. She joins us to talk about Biscuit Rides the Ferry. Alyssa, welcome to Conversations.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here today.
Well, take us back to the beginning. What was the inspiration for Biscuit?
The main inspiration was my daughter was babysitting for our neighbor's very large dog, and she wanted the dog to sleep at our home. And because I am a puppy lover, of course, I said, yes, let's do it. But sleepovers are kind of exciting, and the dog would not go to sleep. So my daughter brought the dog a bowl of water, a bedtime snack, a blanket, a doll. She even tried to read to that big dog. And as I watched her, I realized she thought the dog understood every word she was saying. And it made me think of my own childhood bedroom when I pored over Beverly Cleary's Henry and Ribsy over and over again, because he was a dog lover, much like I was. So those two moments kind of made a confluence, a coming together. And that was actually the impetus for the very first Biscuit story.
That was the beginning of what is now a very successful series. And I'm going to talk more about that in just a moment. These are designed for early readers. So for what ages is it intended?
We usually say that an early reader can be anywhere from roughly 4 to 7, but the Biscuit books are really based on stories. And so I believe we start that at age 0, and they can be read for as long as a child is really interested in that character. That is one thing about the Biscuit books, I will say, is that they do really resonate with a very broad audience. And not only do we have this reading component, but we also have board books and novelty books and lift the flap books. So there really is a Biscuit story for every reader.
Well, before we learn more about this series, could you read just a portion of this latest book, Biscuit Rides the Ferry, for us?
I'd be happy to. Biscuit Rides the Ferry is a first experience for Biscuit. He's going to go on a beautiful ferry ride with the little girl who takes such good care of him and the family. So let me read just a few moments for you. Are you ready, Biscuit? We're going to ride the big ferry. Woof, woof. We'll see the tall lighthouse, Biscuit. We'll see lots more, too. Woof. Toot, toot. Woof. That's the ferry's horn. Off we go. The sea is filled with boats and ships, Biscuits. Woof, woof. Quack, quack. And lots of ducks, too. Woof. What do you see, Biscuit? Caw, caw. It's a little gull. The gull is saying hello. Woof! This way, Biscuit. Here comes the big bridge. Woof! Wait, Biscuit. Where are you going now? Woof! Woof! Funny puppy, you found the captain, Biscuit. Whoosh, woof, you found her hat too. Come along, Biscuit. We can all take a picture on the ferry. Smile, everyone. Caw, caw. Woof, woof. Silly puppy. Stay with me, Biscuit. This is a big, busy fairy. Woof, woof. Oh, Biscuit, what do you see now? Well, Biscuit goes on to find a pod of dolphins. He rides past the tall lighthouse. The sun is setting. The salty breeze is blowing. The lighthouse is shining its light. Woof! Sleepy puppy, this is a fairy ride we will all remember. Toot, toot, caw, caw, woof. And much like every Biscuit story, no matter what the setting, Biscuit typically finds a friend to make on that ferry.
Now, there are over 100 books now in this Biscuit series. Tell us a bit about your philosophy and sort of your mission that's guided this series.
When I wrote the first book about Biscuit, I wrote it as a singular book. I had no idea it would go on to launch HarperCollins, my first I Can Read series. I began to get letters in the mail immediately that said Biscuit was the first book readers were reading all by themselves. So that actually set me on a mission to create a library for those readers. And I think when we empower children to read, they can explore and enter myriad worlds and go on a journey with that character. So while my mission was how wonderful that kids are reading with this series, I wanted them to say, after closing the cover of the book, this is fun. I want to read it again. And most importantly, when you have that many books in a series, you want to make sure that the world your reader comes back to is consistent. So it is always a world that is gentle, that is kind, that is fun, a little bit silly, of course, and a world that our readers can navigate new experiences through, new feelings through. And Biscuit really does take many, many readers on that particular journey, whether it's visiting a big city for the first time, seeing a moment of what farm-like life looks like, actually bringing a new baby into that house. Sometimes the way Biscuit reacts or another character in the story reacts very much echoes or shares the feelings of our reader.
The books also, to me, or at least based on this one book that I have read, have a certain timeless quality to them. Was that a conscious choice as well?
I think it wasn't conscious, but I do think I love the world of early childhood because it is indeed filled with so many celebrations. You know, we celebrate first smiles, first steps, first readers. These are all things that are timeless. We have kept the world simple, uncluttered. Pat Shorey's, the illustrator who I've worked with for all of these years, and I both have a very similar philosophy about early childhood. It's unhurried. And one more kiss, one more hug, unconditional love is always the rule. So I hope that is timeless indeed.
What do you enjoy about writing for this age group?
I love that they are being launched into a world that will take them on so many wonderful adventures. I love that children of this age have such a fluid imagination that they very easily go between our everyday world and the imagined world, excuse me, so that much as I envision myself in Henry and Ribsy's world and related to that character and feelings, I hope Biscuit does the same for many, many readers.
After 100 books, and you've written other books as well, of course, why do you think that the series has become so popular around the world?
Around the world is right, and it's really inexplicable. It's a pinch me moment when I meet readers and I meet parents and grandparents and educators, and I now step into a classroom and a teacher hands me their childhood book to sign that they have grown up with. I mean, it's really hard to articulate what that feels like. I just think the reading component of it works. It unlocks doors for many, many, many readers. And I think that there is a very consistent, loving character that kind of models things that I hope are important to us all. You know, Biscuit finds a lost duckling at the pond and brings that duckling home. That feels good. He might help a neighbor feed a pet. And that little moment of responsibility and of saying, I might be small, but my actions have meaning. I think those are all important things for most of us. And although I don't necessarily set out to design a story that way, I always go to my story first. I think to have that underlying feeling and just being part of this whole wonderful fabric that we call our humanity and being good citizens of the world, I think people feel that when they read a Biscuit book. And when that cover closes, people often tell me there's almost like a sigh feeling, like, ah, yes, we're here, we've read it, we've done it again. And it's a wonderful thing. Honestly, as I said, I do pinch myself.
Well, Biscuit Rides the Ferry is just one of several books that will be coming out in 2026. What can you tell us about the other books that will be coming out this year?
Yes, in honor of our 30th celebration this year, HarperCollins is really putting out a lovely list of Biscuit books. We have The Ferry is our newest. We are going to have a compilation entitled Biscuit Five Puppy Tales, which will be five readers of this level for those friends who like to tuck a bookmark in their story. Biscuit will also spend a day in the woods, exploring, hiking, getting close to nature, one of my favorite things. We will also have a shaped Biscuit book, in the shape of Biscuit, actually, which will be great for our youngest hands and readers. And we will have a touch and feel holiday title as well, Biscuit's Hanukkah Pet and Play. So that should be a lot of fun.
Well, this current book is Biscuit Rides the Ferry, by Alyssa Satin Capucilli. Alyssa, thank you for talking with me today.
Oh, it's a true pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. I so enjoyed it.
You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You can use the KPR app to listen to the latest episodes on your phone or tablet, and you'll also find us on Facebook. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.